This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Happy New Year. Happy New Year 2019. I don't know if it could come fast enough or if we didn't want 2018 to end. I don't know, but something tells me this year. Oh, my computer is just waking up. My computer has not even wanted to start this year. Something tells me this year is going to have a lot of fireworks. I don't know if it's because of the government shutdown. I don't know if because there's a threat of a recession. I don't know if it's because, you know, I'm going into menopause. I'm not sure, but I just have a feeling that 2019 is going to just be one hell of a year. First of all, I hope you guys all had a great New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. New Year's Eve, this is one of the rare times I didn't stay up till midnight because I don't really have to sleep that much. I like to take naps, you know, and I like to get a good amount of sleep. But on New Year's, usually I could stay up. Instead, we went to dinner with some friends. And what was really flippin' awesome, a highlight for my New Year's, is I ran into Coach Gerard Glett. And I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing his name, but do you guys know who that head coach is, right? Las Vegas Golden Knights, go Knights, go. Oh, my God. And he's so handsome and so handsome. So I got to meet, you know, the Knights head coach and hang with him a little bit, which is, I mean, was like a highlight of my year. So that ended the 2018 really, really nice. And then what did I do on New Year's Day? Not that that's what you guys care about, but we're going to talk about me for now. I saw Aquaman. Aquaman was exquisite. And the movie was good, too. Aquaman was, it was a beautiful movie. Was it the best of the DC movies? Nah, I'm not a real big DC fan, DC comic fan. Here's my problem with the whole DC Comics versus Marvel. Superman. Superman, back in the day, was Superman. And it's really hard to recreate the Superman movies and the same excitement. Now, mind you, don't worry. I'm still loving the new Star Wars and I'm still loving the new Superman movies and I am loving the new remakes of things. But, you know, you just can't, you know, replace what we, you know, saw as kids. Even though the new Superman is pretty sexy. So here's DC Comics having, you know, Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, who's, you know, exquisite herself. And, you know, Batman I think is a waste of a superhero. I never understood Batman. Batman to me, sorry guys, I think Batman is the worst of all the superheroes. He needs a suit. He can't do anything naked. Spider-Man can be naked. Superman can be naked. Aquaman can be naked. Not that I want them all to be naked, but they could still be, you know, who they need to be without a suit. Not Batman. Batman needs a suit. He needs a car. He needs gadgets. He needs Robin. He needs to say stupid things. The only Batman movie I liked was the one with George Clooney. I know you guys think that's the worst one, you know, with Mr. Freeze, but I really, really liked that one. Maybe it's because it was more colorful, but I just think the Batman movies are just too dark. They're just too, you know. So DC Comics, DC, this Aquaman, I guess the reason why I liked it is it was one of the lighter versions of the DC movies. I think they did an excellent job with Wonder Woman too, because they made it less dark. And they put some comedy in there, and they gave you, you know, you didn't have to look at a suit. You got to see somebody who actually had some skill. But this Jason Momoa is, I mean, he's maybe not the best actor, but he sure looked good. So that was a good movie for me. Now, unfortunately, we got a lot of news to hit. We have another blood pressure medication recalled. We're going to talk about this recall again. It's freaking out a lot of people, and we'll review what's going on. We also have the best diet, right, that people need to go on. Why? Well, we're talking about diets because of New Year's resolutions, and I'm sorry about that, guys. But speaking of New Year's resolutions, I'm going to teach you guys how to do your New Year's resolutions right, okay? I know a lot of you are married, and your spouses and your in-laws are getting on you like, oh, that could be your New Year's resolution. You know, like sport betting. How many of you guys put money on sports? I do. Not a lot, but I do, especially football, right? So when family goes, oh, you know what, maybe make it a New Year's resolution to not bet on every game or to maybe, you know, not bet on the ones that lose. You know, it just makes you mad. Anytime somebody tells you to make a New Year's resolution for something that you love doing. We got the Cowboy game this Saturday. It is going to fly. It is going to be lit. I cannot wait. Yeah, I'm going to put money on the Cowboys. Of course. Love them, boys. So we'll talk about how to get through the New Year's resolutions and how not to bite somebody's head off when they start to get on your case about New Year's resolutions. Low-fat, low-carb diet. There's some data on what may be better. And again, you guys do need to figure out how to lose some weight. We all need to lose some weight, except the skinny people out there. We got some flu activity. We got some Ebola news that we need to talk about. We got the government shutdown. I'm not talking about hangovers because we already talked about hangovers. The Dr. Dahlia news team wants me to talk about hangovers. I don't know why they still have a hangover. It's January 2nd, okay? Nobody should be hungover right now. We have a new device to treat Parkinson's disease. We have a doctor that ended up going on a rant, right? An anti-Semitic doctor saying that she's going to give Jews the wrong medications. What the heck is going on with that? And then we got the top United States cities where millennials are buying homes. So it looks like millennials are buying homes. We'll tell you where. All right? And we'll also tell you where people are moving. Apparently we have some data on which states had an exodus and which states had an exodus. Where's the Dr. Dahlia Show news team? What's the opposite of an influx? Is the opposite of exodus an influx? Okay. Honestly, I don't know where they are. This is like the first day of the year. They're getting paid. They're salaried, the Dr. Dahlia Show news team. I need to fix that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got a very busy year. Okay, this is the year where we are going to do things right. We're going to get healthy. We're going to get skinny. We're going to make money. We're going to save money. We're going to not let people get on our cases. And the Cowboys are going to head to the Super Bowl. Bye. I have money on the Saints going to the Super Bowl, though. All right, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. forever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So as much as we hate this topic, we got to hit it hard. We got to hit it hard because a lot of you guys are under all this pressure now to lose weight, to stop smoking, to drink less, to make more money, to spend more time with family. How many of you were forced over the last week to make a New Year's resolution that you're going to spend more time with family? To perform better at work, to eat healthier, to go to church or temple more often? Some of you made a New Year's resolution to get a boyfriend or girlfriend this year. Some made a New Year's resolution to spend less time on the internet or on your phone. Some even made a New Year's resolution to watch less porn. Now, these are fantastic New Year's resolutions. Losing weight, quitting smoking, making more money, saving more money. These are fantastic goals. But they're not practical. The average person fails. I was on KABC Royal Oaks yesterday with Christina doing a radio interview on New Year's resolutions, and Royal Oaks said that usually by January 12th, most people quit or fail on their New Year's resolutions. And I've seen data not only that backs that up, but I've even seen by January 2nd. It's hard, people. And the thing that I worry about, the reason why I get very involved with New Year's resolutions, even though I hate the subject, is because there's a lot of depression that happens in January. How many of you guys have taken down your Christmas decorations? I haven't. I still have the decorations up. I don't want to take them down. It makes me sad. I have a lot of sparklies and, you know, Christmas and Hanukkah decorations and winter stuff all over the house. I don't want to take it down. January gets a little depressing. Why? Why do we get depressed in January? Why? Well, one is we probably drank a lot, you know, for the New Year. So, you know, alcohol kind of makes you a little upset with that. Number two is there's all this pressure to do better, to be better versions of ourselves. I mean, the whole purpose of a New Year's resolution is to resolve to do something different. Well, I think I'm a pretty damn good person. I mean, I do need to lose some weight. I could make some more money. I could do a better radio show. Who said that? Right? So I get that. I do. I get it. But, I mean, just innately in that, you feel like crap. And then with January, you start to realize, well, I got to start getting my taxes ready. January, to me, I think more about taxes in January than April. Because that's when the W-2s are all your, all the paperwork starts to come in and the accountant calls and you're like, oh, I got to pay taxes. And then, you know, and then you also realize you're another year older. And you want to know what really depresses people in January is the actual number of the year. 2019. You know, I was teaching students for years, and there was a class that I fell in love with. I've actually fallen in love with all my students. They're just amazing. And the class was the DO-19 class. They're osteopathic students. And the DO-19 means they're osteopathic students that will graduate in the year 2019. So I met them about 3 years ago. And I remember looking at that going, oh, my gosh, 2019. A galaxy away. Yet here we are, 2019. I mean, remember when we were younger, we would look at the millennial, we would look at the new millennium, and we would figure out how old we would be when the year 2000 came. And I remember going, oh, I'm going to be old. I'm going to be in my 20s. I'm going to be so old. And now I'm like, it's 19 years past the millennial. My son, I have a son, God willing, turning 19. The episiotomy hasn't even healed. 19 years. So that depresses people. When you think back to the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and 90s, time goes by fast. So New Year's resolutions don't have to be annoying. They can be therapeutic. We don't want to get depressed in the new year. And it is depressing. You know, because a lot of things haven't changed. Politics haven't changed. Our jobs might not have changed. You know, family attitudes have not changed. Our problems didn't miraculously go away when the fireworks bursted, you know, the other day. So here we are with 2019, no Christmas lights, having to clean up the house, having to realize we need to make a new year, having looked at our credit card bills, because boy, did we spend a lot of money, right, over the holidays. We always do. And that kind of gets to us. So New Year's resolutions give you an opportunity to rejuvenate, keep you busy, and turn a negative into a positive. And that's how we have to look at it. The problem is if you tell yourself, all right, we're going to lose weight. All right, we're going to stop smoking. I'm going to drink less alcohol. I'm going to make more money. Yeah, you're going to fail. If I knew how to make more money, don't you think I would have already done it? Why am I waiting till January 2nd? I mean, I would have made more money years ago. So, same thing with weight loss. Do you think I want to have a big tushy, right, that barely fits into her jeans? No. If I had the power, the superpower to get my tushy to fit into my jeans, I would have done it already. Okay, so how to get your New Year's resolutions or how to get through January productively. What you got to do is you got to do easy, finite, small, discrete steps. You can't be doing these big, vast, general, insurmountable, unattainable. You can't be doing it. You got to do slow and steady wins the race. So here are some things you guys could do that are very, very simple. Okay? So one, drink more water. That is a very easy New Year's resolution. Go and get a Brita filter or your sparkless water or buy some bottles, although I really don't like us drinking out of plastic. But get a real good water, container, something that keeps the water really cold. These Yetis are really nice. And start drinking more water. Now, what does that do? Well, one is if you drink more water, you hydrate, you feel better. Number two is you could lose weight. Just drinking more water is healthy. You don't want to overdrink water. Okay, you have some athletes that could overdrink water and become hyponatremic. But, try to shoot for 8 to 10 glasses a day, more if you exercise more. So drink more water. Now, another thing you could do is you could call your mother once a week. Okay, once a month, whatever. We'll make it work. But, if you feel guilty about not talking to your mother or your father or a sibling, all right, decide to make a call once a month. Or a text. Or friend them on Facebook. Something small, something easy. Good. You're spending more time with distant family. See? Now, weight loss. What's the best way to lose weight? There's a couple ways to do that. Okay? One is drink more water. That's already going towards your weight loss goal. Another is eat more vegetables. Okay? Every meal's going to have a vegetable or a fruit. Or both. And I have to eat my fruit and vegetable first. I'm going to have salads for lunch. Small baby New Year's resolutions. The other is, have a goal of I'm going to lose 5 pounds in January. I'm going to lose 5 pounds in January. You're still losing weight, right? And 5 pounds is easy to do. A lot easier than saying I'm going to lose 30 pounds for the year. 5 pounds. And then you could try to lose another 5 pounds in February. Guess where you'll be by June? Hopefully 30 pounds down. So make small, discrete goals. Now, putting money into savings. Very easy. A lot of your banks will automatically, if you want, take $5 out as often as you want or $20 out and put it into an account. I use Treasury Direct for savings bonds. Not that I think bonds are the biggest economic, windfall right now, but because they will automatically take money out of my account and put into a bond how often I want. And then, before you know it, you have a little bitty, pocket of money there. So, plan on maybe taking $5 out, $10 out every now and then. It doesn't matter how small. And if you have it on a routine basis, that forces you to save. And all it does is take you 5 minutes to do on a computer. For spending more time with the family, make 7 to 8 p.m. playtime with the kids. Just take an hour a day. For exercise, walking 10 minutes a day, baby steps. Put out the cigarette out after 1 to 2 puffs. So there's a lot of things you could do. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be hosting an afternoon briefing on border security at the White House, and he's invited congressional leaders from both parties. The briefing will be conducted by Homeland Security officials. Border security, of course, is at the heart of the partial shutdown of the federal government. Republican Senator-elect and Representative now Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee says,
"The American people want to see our nation and our border secured. And what I hope they go into that meeting room with is open minds and a willingness to do what is going to be best for the American people."
Russia's detaining a U.S. citizen, accusing him of spying. The TASS news agency says Paul Whelan was taken into custody during a spy rally by Federal Security Service officers. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Okay, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. All right, you know, sorry. This blood pressure medication recall, we knew this would expand. This is something that we knew was going to happen. All right. This blood pressure medicine issue all started, if you remember, from a generic company, a generic manufacturing plant in China. And a byproduct that was made during the manufacturing of the generic blood pressure drug ended up producing a couple compounds that are known to cause cancer in animals, NDEA and NDMA. So nitrosodiethylamine and N-nitrosodimethylamine and N-ditrosomethylamine. And so what ended up happening was this, it was, I believe, in Europe, where the, I'm trying to remember who gets credit, and this is going by memory, but there was a watchdog agency in Europe that ended up figuring this out and initiating the recall. And batches made from Zhejiang Huihai Pharmaceuticals apparently was one of the culprits. And the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, located in the EA, found the appearance of the impurity. So now, the NDMA, this impurity, again, is made during the manufacturing process. It's known to cause liver and lung cancer in animals. We don't know what it could do on humans, just like NDEA. NDEA is classified as a nitrosamine. Its prevalence in tobacco smoke has also classified it as a probable human carcinogen. The CDC states the NDMA could cause liver function impairment and cirrhosis. Now, the class of medications that this affected are called the ARBs, the ARBs, the angiotensin receptor blockers. And we have had now multiple recalls that have now affected Valsartan, Irbesartan. And so we're being told now that also medications in combo with the Valsartan. Oh, Losartan also. Losartan, its brand name is Hyzaar. Valsartan, its brand name is Diavan. The brand names are not affected. These are the generic versions. But we're being told that medications that are combined with the Valsartan could be affected. So I guess the latest recall has to do with, I believe, an amlodipine. Let me look this one up. I just read it earlier today, and I'm having issues with my computer. But amlodipine, I don't want you guys to freak out. Amlodipine is a generic form of Norvasc. Amlodipine is fine. However, the amlodipine-Valsartan combo, there are generic combos combining these medications are being recalled, 80 lots of it, because of the Valsartan component. So if you're taking amlodipine, it's fine. If you're taking amlodipine-Valsartan, the combo pill, that could unfortunately be affected by the recall. You're going to have to contact your pharmacy. Most likely the pharmacies over the doctors will know if you have a medication that's covered with that. So this latest recall came today when Aurobindo Pharma USA announced that it's recalling 80 lots of amlodipine Valsartan tablets, Valsartan hydrochlorothiazide, and the regular Valsartan. They say 60 million prescriptions were written for Losartan drugs in 2016, 14 million for Valsartan or a drug that includes it. They say 3.6 million prescriptions were written for Irbesartan. And again, it is one of my favorite blood pressure medications. These blood pressure medications are excellent because unlike its predecessor, the ACE inhibitors, which a lot of people are still on, captopril, benazepril, lisinopril, these ones that end in ill, these ACE inhibitors can have a cough with it. And sometimes I notice they can poop out after a while. These ARBs, you don't seem to get the cough associated with it. They're now relatively inexpensive because they come generic. And they seem to be tolerated and very effective. Here's the issue. And we knew this would happen. When you have a manufacturing plant that ends up in the manufacturing process making chemicals that we shouldn't consume, you have to think, well, are other manufacturing plants using the same process? Or is that process affecting other medications that that plant makes? And so we're now slowly starting to figure out that, you know, gosh, we might be dealing with an issue that is a lot more ubiquitous than we thought. Now, if you have been taking Valsartan or Losartan, you're probably fine. I mean, I think we're exposed to a hell of a lot worse than what we're being told, but here's the problem with it, okay? We're being told to not stop the medication if you're taking it. If you guys take blood pressure medication, you don't want to stop it right away because your blood pressure could spike. They say very calmly, talk to the pharmacy and see if you could switch it out. Okay, that's fine. We want you to be calm about it. But the reason why people are not calm is blood pressure medication you need to be very diligent with. You need to take your blood pressure medication every single day. Every day. Taking blood pressure medication every day starts to make you think, well, wait a second, now I could be compounding this NDMA or NDEA, or, you know, I could start now compounding whatever this possible carcinogen is. And it makes people nervous. Now, my problem with this is I'm having listeners tell me, I'm done with the blood pressure medicine. Tell me how to get off blood pressure medication. We've talked about blood pressure medication, people. You can't just quit blood pressure medication. And if you could control your blood pressure, you probably would have. You know, this has been very difficult for me as a doctor because I really believe that God and nature gave us the tools, right, to keep our bodies healthy. But I also believe that a lot of us have bad genes. And if you have high blood pressure and you can't lower it on your own, and it's one of the most difficult things to control on your own, you're going to be more at risk for dementia. You're going to be more at risk for stroke. You're going to be more at risk for heart disease, eye disease, kidney disease, heart disease. So you can't dink around with high blood pressure. Now, things that you do that can make your blood pressure high, drinking alcohol, so you can cut back alcohol. Smoking can mess with your blood pressure, so stop smoking. Cut back on your salt intake. Lose weight. But a lot of you guys, your weight is not why you have high blood pressure. Your salt intake is not why you have high blood pressure. There's multiple reasons for high blood pressure. And we see this by the medications that are out there. The oldest medication out there, which we told you that FDR was on, was the diuretic, a water pill. How they would lower blood pressure is they would dehydrate you, basically, make you diurese, extra fluid, pee out more fluid, so you had less fluid coming down the pike. Well, that does help, but he ended up still having a hemorrhagic stroke. It didn't cut it for him. Next blood pressure medication was the beta blocker, where we slow down the heart rate. Now, true, if you do cocaine or meth, you could be increasing your heart rate, but if you really don't do a lot to increase your heart rate, you don't really drink a lot of caffeine, you're not smoking, then, you know, and you have a faster heart rate, that's something that is harder for you to control. Yeah, you can do biofeedback and meditation, but to keep that heart rate down all day long, 24/7, you may need a medication, like a beta blocker. Then a lot of African Americans and a lot of people out there, Caucasians as well, Hispanics, etc., start to have a thickening of their arteries. Thickening of their arteries put them at risk for high blood pressure. Well, cutting back on the salt may not help that much. You still need to cut back on the salt so you don't have fluid overload. But if you have a thickened artery issue, you got to have a medication that helps dilate the arteries. That's the Norvasc, the amlodipines, Cardizem, calcium channel blockers. They work really well, but sometimes they dilate so much that you get some leg swelling. But and then some of you may have an issue with your angiotensin receptor system, where the kidneys sense that there's less blood going through them, so it sends out this whole cascade, and your blood pressure spikes up. Those are the ACE inhibitors, and the ARBs help with that. So, you know, yeah, if you do the right things and you still have high blood pressure, you're going to need a medication. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, not sure what's going on with the shutdown. Still, we have a partial government shutdown. Apparently, the White House is saying that the Democratic plan to end the shutdown is a non-starter. This is something where I think you and I, the average citizen, is going to be really, really frustrated by, because both sides have to now show their strength. We're going to be watching a peeing contest. Okay? This is just a big peeing contest. This is now the 12th day of a partial U.S. government shutdown. And the media is trying to blame Donald Trump for wanting the $5 billion in border wall funding. This is something that Donald Trump has asked for now for a while, and it just didn't go through. And I'm not really sure what happened with the Republican-held Congress, and not sure what's going on. But now that it's a democratically-held Congress, the possibility of Trump getting his border wall money and funding is starting to be more slim. So according to Reuters, President Donald Trump invited Democratic and Republican leaders in Congress to the White House for a border security briefing on Wednesday. And again, asking for $5 billion for his border wall. The Department of Homeland Security officials will brief the congressional leaders, White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders said. And the meeting, obviously, is set for later today in the White House Situation Room. This is generally used for high-level security concerns. Now, the problem with this is I don't think the Democrats, you know, or Republicans or any politicians for that matter, I really actually care about what the debriefing is going to be, because they aren't going to have cameras in there. They have constituents that are going to want to, you know, see them either put up a fight or side with Trump. And I think you and I and the rest of us need to just kind of stop and go, okay, what is it that we want? What, you know, I think we want some education. If the military wants this wall, all right, then let us know, teach us, and then let us make the decision and not our politicians. Let us say, all right, okay, we want to enhance border security, or we want new immigration measures, or we want them lax, whatever. But what's going to happen is they're going to go, they're going to have a meeting, and then they're going to come out and try to appease their constituents. There's no way Pelosi and Schumer is going to come out saying, oh, yeah, we agree with Trump. That's not going to happen. And there's no way the Republicans are going to come out saying, oh, yeah, we're going to back down again, even though this is what we promised for the election. The number one goal of any politician is to get reelected or keep their party in power. They make it sound like it's their constituents. You know, make a better Montana, make a better Texas, make a better Nevada. Well, they would like to do that. I think a lot of them do have that in their heart. But the primary goal, what they have to think about on an everyday basis before they make a statement, before they make a tweet, before they write a letter, before they endorse somebody, the first thing that has to go through their mind is this going to affect an election? And again, I'm not speaking bad about politicians. That's just their job. Just like me as a doctor. The first thing that has to go through my head with every patient is, are they going to die? Is this going to keep them alive? Is this going to make them better? It's not, is this what they want? Can they have erectile dysfunction as a side effect? Will they get mad at me for not prescribing the narcotic and then not come in, and that's going to make it harder for me to pay my staff? Those aren't the thoughts that come to my mind. As a doctor, I have to make sure that whatever I'm doing is safe for the patient. That has to be the first thing that comes through my mind. Same thing with a politician. Is it good for politics? That's just the nature of the beast. And you and I get frustrated because stuff doesn't get done. Look at Obamacare. I mean, I was looking at rates for insurance. It's so bad. It is so bad. And there's no way to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. You could just wait till it dies on its own. But unless we have a new health system that makes sense, I don't see any relief in the upcoming years by Republicans or Democrats. And that's really frustrating, because the Affordable Care Act, right, had a lot of politics behind its ideology. Maybe it was good politics for some, maybe it was bad politics. But when politics drives an agenda, when politics drives legislation, we get some casualties. So, you know, I am frustrated that we have a government shutdown. I'm not having high hopes about what happens today. But I think we aren't going to see the compromise that we need to. And with the start of a new year being so chaotic, right, already with the way politics has been, I think it's going to be a rough few weeks. 1-877-DOCK-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of rough, this made headlines today. There's a doctor, Laura Kalub. She was a former resident at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. So a resident. So she's not out of training. Apparently, tweeted that she would purposely give all the Jews the wrong meds. She has, in now deleted posts, she said she hoped Allah will kill the Jews. Now, having a lot of Muslim friends, this is not something that is representative of Islam or representative of these other religions. Okay, you know, I know the media, and I know a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stereotypes and false information out there. But, you know, love is supposed to be an essence, and to become a doctor and, you know, to go through residency and to be at a place like the Cleveland Clinic, you know, I get there's freedom of speech and she could feel how she wants to, but when you take an oath to be a doctor, that Hippocratic oath says you do no harm. And so I, you know, whether you have a problem with what she's saying and whether she's anti-Semitic or not, or you know, freedom of speech, I that's not the issue here. The issue here is when you take that Hippocratic Oath and you take it when you graduate. I think now some white coat ceremonies, you take the oath when you get the coat also, white coat. But for me, we didn't have white coat ceremonies. That happened, I guess, as I graduated. They came out in the 90s. But I took the Hippocratic Oath when I graduated medical school. And it's first do no harm. So when you have a doctor say that she wants to purposely give all the Jews the wrong meds, or any ethnicity, or any person, that's a problem. Cleveland Clinic said in a statement this individual was employed as a supervised resident at our hospital from July to September 2018, adding that in no way do those beliefs reflect those of our organization. When she was a medical student, apparently she had been posting a whole series of posts. And again, you could take a political side. You could take, I mean, you know, but when you go into the healthcare field, I mean, I took care of people that had swastikas on their chest. When I was an ER doc, you take care of the person. I mean, I see a swastika on somebody's chest, I go, okay, he's stupid. But I'm still not going to let him die. I mean, you take an oath. Do oaths not mean anything anymore? You dedicate your life to healing people. And so, when somebody of sound mind is spreading hate, and in the medical field, that makes us nervous. 1-877-DOCK-DALLY, don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jenness products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jenness products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.